The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
The head monk of the temple met Changsha at the gate and said, "Where have you been?" "I've been out strolling in the hills." "Which way did you go?" "I went out following the scented grasses and came back chasing the falling flowers." "And so here we are, strolling about the hills, making our way to the top of the hill, in the beautiful scenery, bright sunshine, and then down in the dark valleys. We can't find our way, stuck in the brambles and the thickets, and lost in the bushes and the trees. Each one of us making an extraordinary decision, really extraordinary decision, to come and touch the heart mind for 3 days. This wonderful koan we've been working with has so many entry points, so many ways of looking at it. I always, just like Alan, I'm so attracted and so lit up by koans that use nature as an entry point. But for me, it really boils down to a simple activity of this great human life of facing our life and what calls to us, what calls to our open heart. Each one of us made this decision, not quite knowing what was going to happen, not knowing what we'd be facing here in these 3 days. It took some intent, an intent and alignment with what was true to our hearts. Whether we realized it or not, we made that intent. We stepped forward. And it took courage, knowing that what we were stepping into might not be all that pleasant. And it took some trust, knowing that we really didn't know. We really, really didn't know what was going to happen, what we were facing. Of course, this is just a slice of our life, but it is such a magnified or intense slice of our life that we get to see what our life is like in such a unique and special way that we don't do in our normal, quote unquote, everyday life. These scented grasses, these falling flowers, whether they're we're following them or chasing them, doesn't much matter. They arise and we meet them with an open heart as best we can. Hearing each one of you talk, and those who even didn't talk, I could so relate and connect with them. In particular, some of you said things that just frightened me and also broke my heart. You know, when Jenny said about this light that she saw in the Zendo, I can so relate to that. I've been coming to the Zendo for 12 years, just about 12 years. And it never fails. It's some piece of light or way the light enters this temple just opens my heart. And I live here now. And it's happening just for me. And it's happening just for you. And listening to my teachers, each one of them reflecting in their own unique way, as Madhu mentioned, their original face, this great teaching, the Buddha Dharma, this great teaching of life. And of course, Madhu stepping forward with her original face. And David Roshi mentioning the scented katsura tree, the elusively scented katsura tree. And of course, the scented gardens here. But it isn't all pleasant, as you know firsthand. In particular, there's the scented putrid sludge that was coming out of our kitchen sink. So I think some of you, or maybe all of you, know that we had a little sink backup problem. So how do you follow scented putrid sludge? Well, I'll tell you how. We have three courageous bodhisattvas here tonight, and I'll name them. Ray and Steve, who literally took their hands and stuck them in the scented sludge to release the drain. And of course, our beloved Tenzo, who, in spite of all that was going on, kept the gears of the kitchen running so that we could have our delicious meals. These people faced what arose, not out of some duty or sense of obligation, but what they did is they met what called to their heart and saw that what they were doing was in service of other, in service of the Sangha, in service of the temple, Sesshin, in service of humanity. This is how we meet our lives. My encouragement tonight is to see this life, this one great reality, this life, this precious, precious jewel of a life, precious beyond anything you can imagine or conceive of. And that it reveals itself to you in every single moment. Every single moment. Nothing is hidden. Look. Look for the sake of yourself. Look for the sake of the numberless beings. For rocks, stones, tiles, ants, sticks, and grizzly bears. Look. Open your eyes. It's right here. Thank you.